Hello, once again, it is Friday night, and it is time for The Basement. My name is Rhett Olson, and you're stuck with me for the next hour and a half. I have plenty of fresh pick-ins. Happy to be bringing you the best bass of British Columbia, whether it be producers or labels. Everything I play for the next 90 minutes is brought to you by British Columbia. On the show, I like to explore glitch hop, dubstep, drum and bass, ghetto funk, acid crunk, UK funky, juke, and everything in between and beyond. Starting up, we're beginning with Vancouver-born Alicia, once upon a time member of the Integrated Grime Unit, now currently residing in San Francisco, with releases on some of the best glitch hop labels in North America, as well as Dub Police Records. Based out of the UK, Alicia is a triple force, producer, DJ, and amazing vocalist. This tune is an original of hers called Hunting Season. If you guys have any questions, comments, contributions, or just want to call in, the number in the station, 604-822-2487. Once again, 604-822-CITR. We'll be right back. Once again, that beautiful glitch hop tune was brought to you by Vancouver-born Alicia. That one can be found on Daily City Records, which is Moshi Pet's label. Huge things coming from Alicia. Like I said, she's had releases on Moody Music, Simplify Records, Dub Police. She just started her own label with No One called 1320 Records. I'm excited for the forthcoming business on that one. Plenty of heat coming from her. Looking forward to her set at Shambhala 2012. Finishing up is her tune, Hunting Season. Now we're going to up the ante a little bit. It is Friday night and we must get you ready for whatever you have in store. For all of you that caught Ill Gates this past Wednesday at Celebrities Nightclub, you heard this one drop and you were witnessing live the amazing vibes, the amazing energy that Ill Gates is known for and that his music inspires. This one is called Grinder by Ill Gates. Very heavy one made by Ill Gates featuring Masio One on the vocals. That is a heavy one. Can be found on Ill Gates' latest album, The Ill Methodology. Out now on Moody Music. Huge album. Lots of collaborations. Vent, Datsik, so many vocalists. It's definitely worth some time checking out. Wow. And the Ill Gates show, hopefully you're there, is incredible. And the vibes were superb. I could not have asked for a better evening. And these strange kind of tones in your eardrums right now is a fresh release on East Van Digital, a Vancouver-based label. And they're made by a collaboration between Livingstone and 1111, both from Montreal. This tune is called Anunnaki. Out on their EP called Da Coldest. But soon it won't be the coldest. It'll be the hottest as we enter festival season. In case you're joining us now, this show is called The Basement, where we like to explore the diversity of bass music. You're either tuned in online at citr.ca, where you can catch the whole episode in case you missed part of it, or you're live on the dial at 101.9 FM. Some deep dubstep vibes in that one. Once again, representing the Montreal flavors, we have Livingstone and 1111. They've come together to make that tune, Anunnaki, which can be found on East Van Digital. EastVanDigital.com is where you got to go to find out all about that album and more of their forthcoming business, because East Van Digital has been busy. I think they have a total of maybe like 15, 20 artists at Shambhala this year, which for those of you unfamiliar with Shambhala, it is the largest music festival in British Columbia, probably the second largest electronic dance music festival in Canada. So a little big deal. And keeping with the British Columbia bass music, this is a fresh one by Moon Tricks, which is Nog and Mr. Mercy, both representing you know, the glitchier side of bass music. Nog, originally a part of the integrated grime unit based out of Vancouver, along with Alicia, who I played earlier, and Glitchy and Scratchy, Miles Away and such, has teamed up with Mr. Mercy from the interior. And together, they make Moon Tricks. This tune is called Craters, available for free download, so make sure to find Moon Tricks on their SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/moontricks, and cope that free download. This is Craters. Thank you. huge bass lines in that one. Absolutely big sounds coming from Moontrix. Moontrix consists of Nog and Mr. Mercy. Looking forward to their forthcoming business out on Really Good Records, Matt the Alien's label. And don't forget to cope this download, Craters, available on their SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Moontrix. And we're going to keep with the bass lines after the break, so stay with us here on CITR 101.9. You're listening to The Basement.
Scratch Records, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine present the Sims Cake Release Party with guests Winter Mitz and Be Off. Friday, May 11th, at the Interurban Gallery, there will be an actual Sims cake to eat. It isn't just for robots. Advance tickets from Red Cat, Scratch, or Zulu. Time to get down and boogie with Sims Cake, May 11th, at the Interurban Gallery.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And it's all about good tunes here at CITR 101.9, especially on The Basement, where I like to bring you all the goodness, all the fresh bass cookies, fresh out of the oven, freshly baked bass cookies. Anyways, starting up is a brand new one from Katami, who also released an album on East Van Digital, a full-length feature album, amazing collaborations. For those of you unfamiliar with Katami, she hails from Vancouver Island. She's also playing at Shambhala, and she's known as a violinist extremist. As you can kind of hear in the background, it's her on the violin, and then Josh McDonald, or, you know what, don't quote me on that. Anyways, she has a producer that works with her. Anyways, it's a fantastic album. It's self-titled, Katami. Check it out, eastbanddigital.com. For the time being, this tune is called Verse. can't get enough of that tune. Katami really brings her true talents to light with her violin in the background. And who can forget the bass-heavy, glitched-out vibes in the subground? Excellent balance between, I guess, electronic dance music and classical music. Something like a, something about a fiddle that, or rather a violin, pardon me, that just makes the tune complete. Big ups, Katami. That is her tune called Verse. Can be found on East Van Digital's, based out of East Van, Vancouver. EastVanDigital.com is where you gotta go. Katami, ladies and gentlemen, the violinist extremist. And starting up is a Max Ulis remix of Evie Jane. This one's called Oh So. This one is super tasty. Lots of beauty in this with a nice deep house meets juke flavor. Released on Alberta-based King Deluxe Records. Proud to say that both the original artist and the remixer are Vancouver based. Wow, does Vancouver have very, very talented musicians. Feel the heart in that one. Evie Jane on the original, Max Ulis on the remix. That one is called Oh So, just released on King Deluxe Records based out of Alberta, Canada. That release also features a Tal Mala and Andy Dixon remixes, who are both people based out of Vancouver, Andy Dixon is based out of the Netherlands. Julian Meyer, another Vancouverite, on the remix in that EP. Definitely worth checking it out. King Deluxe for more details. Evie Jane did the original Maxi-less on the remix. Huge things, huge things. Going to some jukey bass-heavy flavors. This one's kind of got a tribal-esque influence. Definitely one for the club. Forthcoming Subcore Business, Subcore representing the West Coast flavor from Vancouver Island. What he called Regga Techno. It's called Tunes Wisely. Turn up those subs.
Walking with that rotty, I left the pussy late. Lean, ducky me fire rotty, so make me let me see. Ask yourself, I'm really, she living in a dream. But if I did walk, they make me let off the sea. Oh, I look for you, I say, out, I love me now, no green. Strictly not touching me, rubber raincoat. Clean, bust up. Tell me who that girl, they got me watering and up. Kitty cat, I print up, getting fucked up like a cup. Looking like a freak, me, I fi kill it any up. Listen for the, I got here, no me up. Make sure my family said the youngster, that I got up. Power, water, pressure with the power from below. Wet it up, budget cup. Wet it up, budget cup.
That is a solid tune. Wow. Once again, that is brought to you by Subcore, representing the West Coast flavors from Vancouver Island. That one is called Tunes Wisely. Lots of forthcoming business coming from Subcore. Lots of current releases and collabs with people like Self-Evident, Hexadecibel. The list goes on. He has such a diverse range of productions, whether it's this kind of reggae, techno, or ghetto house, or 808 juke kind of flavors, or just booty bass. He knows how to make music, and I can respect that. Check him out, soundcloud.com/subcore, S-U-B-C-O-R-R. We're going to change things up just a little bit here. We're going to go into some drum and bass. This is brought to you by two of my most favorite local drum and bass producers right now, based out of Vancouver, JF Killa and Erratic, a part of the Shaw DJ's crew. Saw them lay it down not too long ago, and they destroyed it as usual. Big time players in the scene. Just recently got confirmed for Bass Coast Music Festival in Squamish. They just released actually a 10 minutes or so mini mix of all of their original tunes, including a Blue Marten remix, this tune, and way more. It's definitely worth some time. Just joining us now, you're tuned into 101.9 CITR FM on the dial. It is not a mistake. This show is called The Basement. And on the show, I like to explore the diversity of bass music, whether it's drum and bass, dubstep, ghetto funk, glitch hop, UK funky, juke, whatever. Anything in between and everything beyond will be played. If you can't catch the whole show, make sure to find my page on CITR.ca. You can download the show, share it, stream it, whatever you want. Gangsta. tune is rightfully named Gangsta Bass. And what a monster it is. Really looking forward to hearing JF Killa and Erratic at Bass Coast Music Festival. Make sure to check out the latest mix from the two of them. It can be found at soundcloud.com/JF Killa. K-I-L-L-A-H. Super heavy. Not too many drum and bass producers on the West Coast, but those that are around, they know how to do it proper. Once again, this one's by Erratic and JF Killa. And continuing with the drum and bass flavors, the up-tempo business is to continue. We have Atma on the remix. This one is originally done by Shinogo and Alana J. Brown on the vocals. This one's called Let This Go, and boy, is it a roller. Nice liquid D&B flavors in this one. I'll just let it speak for itself. Atma on the remix. We fell asleep. such a beautiful tune. Love the liquid drum and bass flavor. Big ups Atma on the remix. Once again, that's featuring Alana J. Brown on the vocals. Shinogo did the original productions. And actually, the original is more of a piano tune in the sense that it's just piano, as well as her vocals. So Atma really made a tune out of it. Wow. And what a tune that was. Available for free download if you like it. SoundCloud.com/Atma-the-weapon if you want to go cope that. Starting up is another Vancouver drum and bass artist, B-Traits. Currently signed to Digital Soundboy, based out of the UK and residing in the UK. Doing a show on BBC, I believe, once a month. And, well, she has plenty of heat to share, including this tune. It's called Fever, featuring Elizabeth Troy on the vocals. It's a roller. It's an anthem. Perfect for festival season. So here we go. This is B-Traits, Fever. Love the piano strings in this one. Definitely going to be on the playlist of the summer for a long time, I think. Once again, B-Traits coming from Vancouver originally. That is her tune, Fever, with Elizabeth Troy on the vocals. Kind of reminds me of that old tune, Show Me Love by Robin. I believe Robin did that. Anyways, big ups, B-Traits, making her mark on the UK. I expect many, many big things coming from her. As for the time being here on CITR 101.9, we are going to take a short break, so stay with us.
CITR and the Rickshaw are proud to present Dixie's Death Pool. May 19th. After a lengthy hiatus from live performance, CITR and Discorder's favorites, Dixie's Deathpool, returns to the stage in support of their new album, The Man with the Flowering Hands. Performing at the Rickshaw with dream pop stars, shimmering stars, and the psych rock sensations Dirty Spells. Tripping out is made easy with live video manipulation by Merlin. That's Dixie's Deathpool, Shimmering Stars, and Dirty Spells, May 19th at the Rickshaw.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You're either on the dial or online at CITR.ca, where you can check out the recorded versions of all the shows on the station. You're currently listening to The Basement, and if it's your first time tuning in on the show, I like to go through the diversity of bass music, whether it's drum and bass, dubstep, ghetto funk, acid crunk, UK funky juke, everything in between, everything beyond. Wow, heavy bass lines, fast rhythms. It's all about electronic dance music and British Columbia bass music producers. Tonight we're kind of focusing our eye and our ears on the talent in our province. In the background is Sticky Buds, based out of Kelowna, BC. This is his tune, Don't Deny It.
That they thought you do.
I can't deny it.
What a Party Groove. I heard that one dropped at the Fractal Forest last year, Shambhala 2011, and Sticky Buds killed it. It murdered the dance floor, absolute mayhem. That one can be found on a 4-track EP released on Ghetto Funk, which is Future Cast's label based out of the UK. Once again, Sticky Buds representing Kelowna and the West Coast bass culture. Wow. He's been on tour throughout the UK, throughout Oz and New Zealand, as well as Canada, and he's not slowing down. He has tons of forthcoming business, so he's definitely somebody to keep your eyes and ears peeled for. Another funkadelic bass-heavy duo that you must keep your eyes out for are the Funk Hunters. Based out of Vancouver, they're also making their mark on the UK and taking ghetto funk and funkified breakbeat booty bass to a whole new level. They just released a 4-track EP entitled Fully Loaded Volume 1, which can only lead us to believe that there's going to be at least a Volume 2, maybe even a Volume 3. So it's fully loaded. This tune is called Slippery Addict by the Funk Hunters.
Who's pick it up?
With tons of funkadelic breakbeat, moombaton, bass heavy, ghetto funk vibes. It's a mouthful, but so is that tune. It's called Slippery Addict by the Funk Hunters. Can be found on Fully Loaded Volume 1. Fingers crossed for Volume 2, maybe even Volume 3. Regardless, the Funk Hunters will also be headlining Shambhala 2012, and look out for plenty of dates forthcoming in Vancouver. A few days ago, I guess last Sunday, I went to see Pendulum at Venue on the Granville Strip. That was Sunday night. And this guy opened, I think his name was like Vero or Samro or something. Anyways, he was completely unrememberable. Anyways, I couldn't remember him except for this tune. He he dropped this tune, and for some reason I remembered it, I thought about it, and I recognized it. This is a Neon Steve remix of Excision and Datsik, and their tune Reploid, or Reploid, depending on who you are. Anyways, Excision and Datsik are the names behind the success of Rotten Records, which is a dubstep label based out of Kelowna. And Neon Steve on the remix is from Vancouver Island, and he is actually currently touring the UK. So big stuff from Neon Steve. Just had a release on Bomb Strikes Records called Blindside, which is absolutely huge. Anyways, this tune speaks for itself. Neon Steve on the remix. This one's called Reploid. Yeah, that one's a big one. Once again, originally done by Datsik and Excision. That's the Neon Steve remix of Reploid. Wow, that one's out on Rotten Records. Big stuff. Neon Steve, check him out. SoundCloud.com/Neon Steve. Lots of bass-heavy, funkified, breakbeat, dubstep crossover tunes. Little drum and bass flavors in there, too, with plenty of free downloads. Once again, worth some time, Neon Steve on tour right now in the UK, headlining Shambhala Fractal Forest for the first time in his life. Very excited for the forthcoming business from Neon Steve. And as I mentioned earlier on the show, all the tunes tonight are brought to you by British Columbia. They're inspired by the West Coast bass music style that is so uniquely found on our coast, whether it's in original productions or in labels. And one of the bad boys behind the dubstep scene here in Vancouver, BC, is Sub Antics. Really making a mark, doing what he does, and so unique is what it is, what it was. I tried to rhyme there, but I failed. Anyways, originally done by Enigma Dubs, this is the Sub Antics remix of Badness. Badness. That one's called Badness by Vancouver's Subantics, rather remixed by Vancouver's Subantics. Really big things in that tune. That one's originally done by Enigma Dubs. Looking forward to the forthcoming business from Subantics. Make sure to stay on his SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/sub-antics for all the info about forthcoming business, free downloads, and the such. He's actually headlining his first show in here in Vancouver next Friday, so in a week today at Club 560, located at conveniently downtown at 560 Seymour Street. He'll be alongside some to-be-announced guests, one of which I believe, I have good intention to believe this, is my homeboy Lemmy LaRue, who's been on the show a few weeks ago, did a killer mix, live mix here in the studio. That's actually available on my SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/thebasement, for listening, for all your listening pleasures. So make sure to take a gander at that, soundcloud.com/thebasement once again. Starting up in the background is a tune off of Excision's latest album called X-Rated. Excision, I mentioned earlier, is the founder and label head at Rotten Records. He's based out of Kelowna. This is a collaboration he's done with Savvy. It's called Sleepless. Big one, brought to you by Excision. That one can be found on his latest album, X-Rated. And don't forget to check out all of his badassery and all of his big sounds, because he's definitely a bad man behind the decks. And he knows how to make bangers. Excision, ladies and gentlemen, with Savvy on the vocals. That last tune is called Sleepless. Now, if you're just joining me, you're listening to The Basement. My name is Rhett Olson, and on the show, I like to go through the diversity of bass music, whether it be dubstep, drum and bass, glitch hop, UK funky, ghetto funk, UK crunk, whatever. I like to play it. I like deep bass lines, quick tempos, and just good vibes. And this is all of the above. This one is the Mercy Remix, a up-and-coming producer out of Vancouver. He's done a remix of Ecologic, and their tune Deja Vu. This is actually for a contest they did a little bit back, and he won. So big ups to him, Vancouverite, making it big. This is forthcoming Mommy Love Records. Make sure to check out Mercy the DJ on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/MercyTheDJ. Forthcoming Badassery. Here we go. By the way, lots of progressive house influence in this one. Kind of a dubstep electro house crossover. Big sounds, has the big room vibes. It's great tune. This will actually be featured on my side project, The Van City Drop, where I co-host a monthly podcast outlining and progressing the development and the, the range of upcoming music producers. VanCityDrop.com is where you gotta go for that. Some serious big sounds there. SoundCloud.com/MercyTheDJ is where you gotta go to find out more forthcoming business about him. He's just actually about to finish a Morgan Page remix for another competition, so make sure to fire some votes over to him. Mercy the DJ. That last one is called Deja Vu, originally by Ecologic. Or Ecolid. You know what? Some of these names, why can't these names just be straightforward? Come on. I don't understand it. Anyways, we're going back to some glitch hop, some crazy madness. This one was released on Moody Records maybe about a year and a half ago. It's a collab between Glitchy and Scratchy and Miles Away, all members of the Integrated Grime Unit here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Miles Away, as well as half of Glitchy and Scratchy, Bevy Swift, had the opportunity to open for Ill Gates this last Wednesday. So it was a big, big showcase of what glitch hop has to offer and how Canada is really making its mark on the scene, especially this West Coast flavor, as you'll grow to know and love the more and more you listen to The Basement. And you can catch me here on CITR 101.9 every Friday night in between 9 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. right before you're about to go out and get bassy. And if you have or ever have a lack of something to do on the weekend or any day, a fantastic resource to find any event in the city, regardless of crew, regardless of venue or promoter team, is shahdjs.com/events, shahdjs.com/events. It has a day-by-day breakdown, month-by-month, of everything going on in the city. Like, for example, you'd look tonight, and there'd be 5 events, and it's like, oh my god, I had no idea there was so much going on in the city. Well, there is. shahdjs.com/events, shahdjs.com. Anyways, this tune starting up is called Tokyo Tonight with Miles Away and Glitchy and Scratchy. This is out on Moody Music. The album is called Broken Logic. Here's some glitch hop for your speakers.